Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, hour number two of the show. Thanks to Coach Cristobal. Hour number one, the Mario Cristobal Show. Don and I will be at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff for Georgia Tech. We'll be on the air at 4 p.m. I have got two offensive linemen on the show right now. Don Bailey Jr., former offensive lineman, Eric McClain, ACC Network former lineman. E-Mac, good evening. How are you?
Man, these are my favorite shows. When we got all the beef on the radio, man, that's all we need, my man. So I'm happy to be here with y'all.
I got beef on the radio. I weigh 158. I'll be the sandwich here. E-Mac, let me start with this one before we dive into Miami and what's going on the field. We used to have a former Miami Dolphin on our station, Jim Manage, beloved Jim Manage, and on his show, he would play a little game. True or untrue? Ask a question. All right, we'll get E-Mac back here in a moment. I got a great question for him, Don. There's a rumor out there about Clemson.
I don't ruin it, Joe. You had me at the edge of my seat. I'm going to text you for what the heck the answer is.
All right. Daniel will tell me when we get E-Mac back. But he does a great job on the ACC Network. So,
you know what I like about him? He takes good care of our buddy Mark Richt, Coach Richt. That's what I appreciate.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep, no question about that. Danny, any luck? Oh, 1 second, Danny says. All right, well, 1 second, then we'll get E-Mac back on the show, and we'll dive into the ACC. All right, E-Mac, we lost you there for a second. As I was saying, Jim Manage was a beloved down here, former Miami Dolphin, undefeated team, and on his show, play a little game, true or untrue. Ask a question, and then say true or untrue.
All right.
I heard Rick Neuheisel today say, maybe you know where I'm going with this, I heard Neuheisel say that a source tells him Clemson has found a way out of the ACC and is going to the SEC. True or untrue?
Untrue for now. I don't know who his source is, but my sources are pretty high up and make a lot of decisions. And, you know, everything that I've heard from them is nothing is different. Nothing has changed. They are where they are. So, no invites have been sent. There's no conference, calling them. And, Clemson's right where they are.
All right, very good. We'll see Clemson here in a couple of weeks. Before DBJ jumps in, let me ask you this about the University of Miami. You've seen the Canes play. You were down here in training camp. And did the offensive line, I imagine that was an area that your eyes were trained on.
Oh, man, no question about it. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. You know, Coach came over at media day to me, Coach Cristobal, and, you know, kind of found me or heat-seeking missile came straight to me at media day and, you know, just said, hey, you're going to love what you see when you come down here. And, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And, man, he was not lying. I mean, just the sheer size, number one, the upgrade that, you know, they've gone out and made and totally retooled this offensive line with a couple of nice pieces and a true freshman that, by the way, has been playing out of his mind, was super exciting to see. Then you see it translate to the game. Then you see what they were able to do against Texas A&M. I mean, picture-perfect pockets. You know, if you want to do a clinic on what a quarterback should look like, being able to step up and throw, doing whatever he wants, you know, to go for I think, a season high, and just really look beautiful. But these guys have totally retooled it, and they're playing at a very high level, all five of them. I mean, it's hard to just single one guy out. All five are playing really well.
I was bullish on Van Dyke coming into the season, mainly based on what he did 2 years ago. I thought last year was an aberration because he didn't have an offensive line. He was injured, and really the strategy didn't really fit him that well.
Right. No, there's no question. I'm right there with you, Joe. I thought the last year, you know, everyone kept saying, "What's wrong with TBD? What's wrong with TBD?" And I'm just like, nothing. Nothing's wrong with him. You know, we're trying to, you know, force a square hole in a round peg here, and it's not working. And, I think obviously Coach Cristobal saw that. And the two games that we did kind of let TVD loose last year, I think he threw for almost 900 yards. And then, of course, he got hurt and wasn't able to finish the year. So nothing was ever wrong with him. He was ready to go. And, some people want to point to that Texas A&M game. Here's the deal. Miami had like 9 drops that game. I mean, he did everything in his power, you know, that he could, and just the season went as it did. But he's been spectacular, man. Fully healthy, confident. I mean, just looks like an absolute general out there the way he's directing traffic. I was actually watching back the Texas A&M game today, just kind of getting ready for us to be down in Miami this weekend. And he threw this sidearm pass. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah,
to Restrepo. And I'm just like, golly, this dude is so talented. And truly, you know, it's funny enough, we were comparing quarterbacks to the 2016 class a couple of years ago. And I compared him to Lamar Jackson in the fact that I think he's going to sneak into the back of that first round. I think the way he's playing, and again, not sure if he's going to leave this year or next, but I certainly think he has that ability and is playing right there for it.
Mm-hmm. That A&M game right now looks better and better for Miami since A&M has defeated Auburn and Arkansas since losing to Miami.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. That's what you love, right? Your resume just keeps getting boosted and boosted and, you know, more and more. And funny enough, you know, the great Coach Mark Richt, alum and former coach, as everyone knows, his nephew, now the head guy there at the quarterback position, QB1, right, because of an unfortunate injury. But, man, he's playing at a high level, and that's great for the Canes because that's something that everybody is going to be pointing to, you know, when the time comes where we have to pull out, you know, kind of measuring sticks and why was this win important, this and that.
Georgia Tech comes in here, and I start the show by saying, usually when a team plays their worst game, their goal is to play their best game. And so I think Miami's going to get a pretty good shot from Georgia Tech. They're putting up a ton of yards on offense. Haynes King has done a nice job for them. What do you see in Georgia Tech? What would concern you if you were Miami?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I think that they – you know, unfortunately, we're totally looking ahead to you guys, you know, last week. Yeah. And quite frankly, got embarrassed at home. I mean, that was a 22.5 point game in favor of the Yellow Jackets, and they ended up losing by 11. I mean, that's nuts. That's a 33-point swing. Massive. You know, we don't really see that too often. And I totally think their eyes were down the road, and, you know, they got embarrassed. And so now you're going to see this team who's pissed. You're going to see a coaching staff who's wanting to make a point, prove a point. And like you said, a quarterback in Haynes King who, man, he's been dealing. If you looked at the stat line or the stat sheet and just saw what he did in that game, there's probably no chance you would have thought that Georgia Tech lost. I mean, he was throwing the ball all over the yard. I think had 4 touchdowns through the air. So he has not been an issue at all. It's just everyone around him. And you know, guys kind of keeping up their end of the bargain. They haven't really been able to run the football very well, which is, you know, concerning anytime that you are one-dimensional and you're playing against such a great team like Miami, especially what they've been able to do defensively this year. Coach G, man, he's been dialing it up, and it's been fun to see. So I think that's going to be a point of emphasis where, you know, Miami kind of knows that going in, and they're going to try to look to really force their hand and almost make those guys run the football.
I imagine that you guys will be here this weekend, right, Friday? So that'll be a lot of fun. And I just think it's going to be a very entertaining game. How about this kid Singleton? He can fly for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he can, man. And like you said, excited to be down there. Yeah, we'll start kind of having ACC PM and doing some stuff on Friday. And I just love being down there. You know, and this will be our first time that it's actually for a, you know, Miami game. Have been there for countless, you know, kind of preseason stuff where we came and did the summer road show the last couple of years. And even before that, before we even did that, EJ and I came to practice a couple of times when Coach Diaz was still the head coach. And, you know, we were obviously in the Orange Bowl last year for the bowl game. But, right, man, just to be in that stadium, to see these guys, the uniforms are going to be sick. Can't wait to see my man Cam and, you know, just the whole team, man. I've been so impressed with Miami from afar. And there's just a different level that you get when you're there, when you see these guys in person, you see the body types. And, you know, now it's going to be a real-life game. And I just can't wait, man. It's always the place to be.
All righty, Mac. We got to take a quick break. Can you hold on for a moment?
Oh, yeah. I'm good, brother.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Maybe fix a little technical snafu or two. We'll continue with Eric McClain from the ACC Network. We'll talk about the ACC when we come back on the show right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Eric McClain with us from the ACC Network. EMAC, before I go any further, promote your podcast. You and Kelly have got a nice podcast. How do we hear that or see it?
Yeah, my man, I appreciate that, brother. Yeah, just go on YouTube, Gramlich and McClain. We have a great, fun time on there, man. I have a lot of awesome guests. And actually, I'm hoping to have a Miami guest next week. So my boy Cam is going to have to come through for me and give me a player. That's going to be a massive game. And of course, we want to give it a lot of juice. And then just anywhere else you get your podcast, man, you can check it out. And we have a bunch of fun on there. It's been a cool ride with KG.
All right, maybe the biggest surprise in the league this year is Louisville. They've got Notre Dame this weekend. Well, what do you see there? What's going on with Louisville?
Yeah, man, you know, interesting enough, before this Friday night, you know, Louisville was riding super high. You know, offense just firing at a very impressive clip, explosive plays, very well-balanced, running and throwing the football. And then they, you know, run into just a strange situation Friday night in Carter Finley. You know, I'm not sure the last time you guys have been there, but the environment is nuts. You know, Friday night, not a traditional Saturday, kind of a standalone game. And those fans, they bring it, man. And so it was a tough go about it. NC State's defense, I thought, played very well, forced a ton, you know, of turnovers and just bad plays by Jack Plummer. Kind of, you know, something we hadn't seen a ton from him this year. Now, certainly had some interceptions, but none that were kind of this nature. But they found a way to win. And I think that's the most important part, especially, you know, the adjustments that we have seen them make in two games now, the first being against Georgia Tech, where they were just getting stomped, and they come roaring back, and kind of similar thing against NC State here. in the second half, scoring enough to get the job done and to win, and defensively coming up with interceptions and you know fumbles of their own. So they're a balanced team, man. They certainly I think should raise some eyebrows, you know. But this is going to be an interesting game going against Notre Dame, who we all know just coming off that Duke win, where very similarly, you know, they find a way to win. You know, Duke kind of pushed them to the max. Was even up with less than 2 minutes to go. And old Sam Hartman had one more trick up his sleeve for that 4th and 16 and just found a way. And ultimately, Duke didn't have enough at the end of it there. So, you know, Louisville, certainly a tough team and a lot of speed, man. It's been fun to watch.
Miami plays at North Carolina State in November. That'll be a wild scene. Miami went there a couple years ago during COVID and won there. One of the great moments in Miami football history, Emac. Miami played there 04-05. I think it was the opening kickoff. Place was going crazy. They had the North Carolina Fair going on. Place is just percolating with tons of energy, and Hester returns the kickoff for a touchdown.
Got pretty quiet after that, I imagine.
that was kind of fun. Miami goes to Carolina next week. What's going on with Carolina? Drake May's playing great. Is their defense any better this year?
Yeah, they are, man. They are, I would actually say, marginally better. And I think it's it hasn't been as consistent. You know, that first game we saw them go against South Carolina, they had like 9 sacks, a ton of tackles for loss, you know, forcing turnovers, really just played at an unbelievable level. I mean, just what they were able to do. We haven't seen anything really close to that. But certainly better than what we saw from a year ago. And I think that's something that, you know, has taken a lot of pressure off of Drake May, that, you know, he doesn't have to be perfect. He doesn't have to make every play, because it feels like if he doesn't, you know, the other team's able to really capitalize and maybe it gets out of reach. So, you know, that's been one area of improvement. The second is the run game. I mean, Amarian Hampton has been electric. British Brooks getting in there. I mean, they have a nice rotation of backs that they, you know, freely use and try to get involved and do it in a really tough way. So Amarian's kind of that sledgehammer. The other guys are a little bit more versatile in the things that they can do. And, of course, as you mentioned, Drake May, I mean, just he's a freak, man. I mean, I think he's going to be one of the top 2 picks. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes number 1, but I understand a lot of people are in love with Caleb Williams. I think it kind of depends on, you know, who has the first pick, who has that choice, and where do they go. So he's certainly going to be a problem, but, man, just hope that both teams continue to stay undefeated. And, man, we have a massive game in the ACC next week, you know, and get to see 2 great quarterbacks just dueling it out, a bunch of great skill players, great defenses. It's going to be a heavyweight fight next week.
On October 21st, Clemson comes to Miami. Clemson has Wake this week. They found something at Syracuse last week. What did you see? What did they find?
Yeah, really 2 weeks in a row now, and I know that the FSU lost, but, you know, Cade Klubnik has looked so much better. I mean, things are starting to slow down a little bit for him, and maybe it was a bit unfair from people like myself, certainly included, for just wanting everything right now. And Joe, you know how it goes, man. Quarterback is the hardest position in all of sports. I mean, you literally have so much control and expectation, and, you know, I just thought that he would maybe be a little quicker along. But he's getting there right now. I mean, to see some of the throws that he made against Syracuse, who has a very solid defense, where he's scrambling to the left, throws back right on a 3rd down, just an absolute dime, just fit a couple of really tight window throws. And then even that first touchdown to Troy Salato, where he's rolling right, doesn't panic. I think a couple of games ago he would have and either took a sack or, you know, just kind of made a bad decision, but he didn't. He slowly got out of the pocket, kept his eyes downfield, and delivered a touchdown strike. So we've seen unbelievable growth from him and kind of the defense waking up. You know, I thought that that first game against Duke, they looked really poor, you know, defensively. Gave up over or right at 200 yards on the ground. Did okay in the passing game, but, you know, Duke was running at such a great clip. They didn't really have to push the ball downfield a ton. Those guys have gotten a lot better. Now, certainly it will be favorable for Clemson if they can get Nate Wiggins back, who got injured in the FSU game, and I think their best player by far. He pretty much locked up, you know, those FSU receivers when he was guarding them and then unfortunately got hurt. But he'll be a big ticket, and if he can get back, I think that solves some issues for Clemson.
Florida State's got Virginia Tech this week. Hokies played, and they are playing very good defense. I think they're holding their opponents like 200 yards a game or below. Is there any concern about the Travis injury and how he plays with it?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously great timing to have a bye after you play a team as physical and as emotional as that Clemson game was, and hopefully he can get better. You know, I don't know if he quite looked his 100% self, and you know, who is 100% right now anyway? I mean, we're going into week six. That'll be, you know, much farther down the road when they play again, play Miami. But, you know, when you see these guys and you see this matchup with Virginia Tech, they've got a mobile quarterback in Kyron Drones, the guy that, you know, was responsible for 5 touchdowns against Pittsburgh in their massive win, massive upset at home there. And that gave, you know, FSU fits a little bit with Cade, but certainly with Castellanos up at Boston College. I'm a little interested to see how these guys come out because I kind of have a hunch that, you know, they have now gotten to the over the mountaintop of beating Clemson, you know, something they hadn't done for 8 years and 7 tries. And now that they have, do we see them go on this war path where they're just confident, dialed in, and really playing at a high level? We certainly have not seen them, I think, play their best game yet. It's just a matter of fact, can they get to that point? Can they play and be consistent and you know, not have, you know, things kind of get in their way to make stuff close?
Eric, it's always a pleasure to have you. Hope to see you this weekend at Hard Rock Stadium. We'll watch you on TV. We'll catch the podcast on Sirius. And thanks for being with us here tonight.
No, I appreciate you, brother. No doubt. We'll see you this weekend. Absolutely.
All right. That's Eric McClain from the ACC Network with us. Don Bailey rejoins us right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.